have for all of you if you drawed it out.
What do you call, you know, the kind of oil that you might use in a lamp, you know, to burn a lamp? What's the name y'all use for that?
Kerosene.
Have you ever seen a kind of lamp, maybe it's a makeshift lamp, and you just had a bottle with some rags and some kerosene in it?
Yeah.
What'd y'all call that?
A lamp.
It's a lamp?
Yeah, I call it a
did anybody around here ever use the term flambeau? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
What would that mean?
I just meant a little bottle of kerosene in it with a wick on it, and it lighted, called a flambeau.
Now, when you first make a boat, you take it out and put it in water, you say you do what to that boat, you know? The new boat, you
launch it.
Can you tell me about something? What was the first boat you ever used flying? The first boat you fished in, was it one you had to row, or did you have a motor?
Yeah, I had to row it.
What was the shape like?
It was sharp in this time, about 12 foot long. A little old trout roadster, we called it.
And if that boat had been squared on both ends, what would you have called it?
I don't know what they call them boats now. They've got them square-ended, all right. But I ain't never used one of them.
They're pretty much a modern, more recent thing?
Yeah, I guess, right recent.
Say if a woman, you know, she's making a dress or something like that, and she wants to get some material to match something she already has. What do you call it, a little thing that she might take to town with her? A little piece of cloth, what do you call that?
I don't know.
You ever heard anybody call it a sample or a swatch? Or?
Yeah, I heard a little sample.
And if a woman sees a dress that she likes very much and it's very becoming on her, you know, she might say it's a what kind of dress, it's very what dress.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yes. And let's see, what might she wear over that dress to protect her, you know, so she wouldn't get into you in the kitchen?
Apron.
Yes. And say you were, you know, lost a button or something like that on your shirt, what do you call that thing that you might use to temporarily hold it together? You might...
Band.
Yes. And what are the names that you use for the parts of a man, say a man's three-part suit, you know what I'm talking about? What would those parts be?
A vest and pants and a coat, right?
You ever heard anybody call that vest anything else?
No, I don't believe so. I wore one of them.
What about pants? You ever hear any other name than pants?
Trousers. Yeah. About all.
That means that same thing?
Yeah.
What about when a man, say if you were working his farm, what might he wear?
I don't know. He wear a work shirt, right? They don't have many more. They see one better once in a while with them.
And see, if your old suit wore out, you had to buy it for it.
New one.
And you put a lot of stuff in your pockets, a lot of change and keys, it'll make them do what? What do you call it? It'll make your pockets...